Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast put on by OutrightGeekery.com. What we're going to do with this little experiment in podcasting is record sessions of role-playing games, tabletop pen and paper RPGs, put them online and see what everyone thinks about them. Maybe give some venerable old players something to snarl at, and maybe some new players something to learn from, and maybe get their own feet wet in this whole RPG deal. If you're interested in playing RPGs, definitely go down to your local comic or game shop. There's always games going on there, and you can always check online and look for groups there. That's it for now. I'll catch you at the end of this cast and at the beginning of the next one. Until then, enjoy the game.
Awesome.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first ever session of Outright Gaming, a title that's still a work in progress. We might change it later.
I like it.
We're going around the table to introduce ourselves. I'm Taylor, DMing for you today.
Jesse.
I'm Gomer.
I'm Chris.
B-Man.
And we are getting started on our first session of Pathfinder.
Awesome.
Just to give a little bit of, we can do background as we play, because
okay. You
guys need to introduce yourselves to each other because your characters are meeting for the first time. Just so you know, we are playing Pathfinder, which is essentially D&D 3.5. We've got a couple of role-playing newbies with us. Mm-hmm. So that's all part of the fun.
It is.
And so, without further ado, let's get started. Your quest begins, as all good quests do, in a bar.
Nice.
Alright.
This particular bar is located in the city of Stonehaven, which is on a continent called Haumea. This particular city is a major hub of transportation and trade because it's located at the juncture point of three major mountain passes. One mountain path leading to the northwest, which leads to a major port. One leading to the northeast, which leads to a large part of the continent proper, and one leading to the south. Now then, this particular pub is called the Lazy Sea Cow. Just because that's how pub names work. It's a random adjective and a random animal. So anyway,
awesome.
You guys are at a bar run by a surly-looking human.
Does he look like a sea cow?
He doesn't look like a sea cow. He's just like, he's a black-haired, mustachioed human.
Okay.
Mustachioed.
His name is Bradford.
Bradford the barkeep.
He works there along with his business partner, a halfling named Kristoff. And you guys are there for your various reasons, which we'll get into in a moment. And you guys are in the middle of eating your dinner. It is around 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. And let's get started.
Nice. I'll introduce myself first. My name, as far as you know, is Peter Paul Grill. I'm really into music and hanging out. Let's hang out and finish this meal.
How do you react to that?
Who are you guys?
Okay, I got Chris in the middle of swallowing some food. That's
My name is Deucalion. I don't speak very much English, but how are you? I want to finish my meal without talking. That's okay. And my badger here doesn't like bards very much.
Awesome.
My name is Goggles, and this badger needs to calm himself down.
Jordan von Strangle, as it turns
out. I come from the middle parts of the forest. My mother and father raised me there, made me strong. I continue to be strong.
Nice.
So that's all you need to know. Just stay out of my way when I'm killing.
I'm Doth Law. I'm mainly a wanderer and prefer to keep to myself, so I'll probably remain in silence. Thank you.
Nice.
It's pretty lame.
The barkeep's voice rings out. That will not do. We must have merriment tonight.
Nice.
We must have fun. The bard has the right idea. We should have song and dancing. Yes, play, my friend.
You keep playing that flute, I'm going to stick it up somewhere. You won't like it.
Oh, so tasty. The halfling comes up to you, Doc Watt.
Are you done with your sandwich, sir?
Sure.
Looks mighty tasty. I don't know if you wanted to share or anything. All of a sudden, Bradford throws another sandwich at the halfling's head.
Twist up, you mooch! I told you not to mooch!
And so, God, I'm sorry. Look, whatever, I'll just keep sweeping.
And so the halfling goes about sweeping.
Nice.
So you guys are enjoying your meal. Some of you are trying to enjoy it in silence, it seems, while the bard is playing a jaunty tune on his recorder.
After dinner music.
When, all of a sudden, you hear quite a commotion outside.
You guys hear that?
Okay, roll perception check.
6. 6.
5.
Oh, are you adding your perception modifier?
Oh, I didn't either.
Okay, guys, come on.
Go ahead, you're right.
15.
It's not going to help me anyway.
It's pretty loud, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's with my perception. 6.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mine's 10. I'll snap.
Whenever I ask you to roll something and we're not in combat, you usually need to look at the skill rank column that I'm...
The rank here, perception.
It's 15.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, wow.
Mine's 15 as well.
And what do you have?
I need to roll. I need
a 20.
Yeah.
I need a
D20. Essentially, whenever you roll, it's a D20.
Yeah.
Okay, you two don't hear shit.
I don't hear anything over my awesome music playing.
Yeah, you can't hear over the music, and you're kind of lost in your own thoughts.
Or your sandwich.
Dargos is.
Hating on the music.
You're eating so loudly that you can't hear the commotion. But you two, though, hear rustling in the streets. All of a sudden, there's a loud knocking on the door. I'm not going to ask you to perceive that, because you probably...
Awesome. On the bar door?
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, well, it's not my place. I'm not answering it. I hear it, though.
All right, the barkeep...
And look towards the barkeep.
Why are they so loud? And he opens the door. What? And a guard comes in. Get to cover! The city is under attack!
By who?
Goblins! And various other unpleasant things.
Can we be of any assistance?
If you want! But it's on your head if you get killed! And he runs off. He's kind of doing a Paul Revere thing.
Okay.
Running people from door to door.
Alright.
Kristoff runs and jumps behind the bar in a cowardly fashion. Bradford quickly joins him, and they huddle together for safety.
I stand and walk towards the door.
Yeah, let's run towards. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
You wish to lead us into battle?
I think the big guy should, but yeah, let's go.
All right, big guy, how do you feel about that?
Let's go along with it, flute boy.
Let's go. All right, yeah, I guess we're all just going to run out and head towards the commotion.
All right, you go out into a...
I'm walking.
You go out into one of the city's main streets. You see fires off... Well, perception check.
Ooh,
19.
9.
Alright, you see a very large fire off to the side, towards the town's main center. So, are you going to head towards it?
Point it towards everyone else. Fire over there, and yeah, start running.
Alright, so you guys run off to the town center.
Nice.
Alright.
Nice.
Alright, now I need to draw this for you.
Awesome. Oh, here you go, dude. We got our handy dandy dry erase markers and our grid.
Thank God for dry erase markers and grids.
The only thing that makes sense in life.
The only thing you can trust.
Until the dry erase marker runs out.
It'll never.
I dread that day.
Hey, you should get some pictures of it, and then I could run up with the post at some point. Well, when it's done. We've got sort of an octagon-shaped room here. It's looking...
It's a plaza.
Okay.
It's an open plaza. There's a few fruit stands you see here and there.
Like shop stands?
Shop stands.
Oh, okay.
Like trade stuff.
Gotcha.
Like I said, this is...
Like kiosks, small kiosks.
Yeah, this
kiosks.
Town's a major trade center. Okay. There's plenty of people who sell things on the street during the day.
All right.
These are somewhat permanent fixtures here in the square.
All right, cool. Yeah, just pull us out some characters for this thing. I don't care who I am, if I look like a bard or not.
I'll just grab a cloak.
I'm a disguiser anyway.
Here's the cards. Assigning these at random.
Awesome. I am a little orange dragon.
I look like a dwarf.
Well, you're not really, but...
No, I just appear to be...
I look like what I imagine Rob to look like.
Whatever. You guys have random figurines. Okay.
Alright, so we all...
You guys all enter from the north here.
Alright.
Alright.
I'm one to hang back.
You specifically said that the rider was leading the
and
way.
And I'd like to hang back a little bit.
A bit back, too, because I was still kind of taking my sweet
I'm up there with my badger.
Get the fuck out of my
nice.
Way.
Get a thing for his badger. A mini
badger.
For the badger. That'll work. It doesn't matter.
Sure, whatever. Your badger's a skeleton. Okay.
Nice.
In extreme recline.
Yeah, it looks like the Matrix skeleton.
Yeah,
it's kind of leaning back. I don't know if that's that was a design feature on that particular one. I think it's just been smushed. But either way. Perception check.
Nice.
Perception checks are going to be pretty common.
11.
13.
17.
Nice.
And, oh... 5. Come on.
You are bewildered by the fire. That's all you can look at right now.
Apparently.
It's a lovely blaze.
I'm entranced.
You guys, though.
It was a pleasure to burn.
See? A band of goblins. 5 of them. Seemingly causing a little bit of mischief. Now to see if they can see you. Because enemies have to roll perception checks too. One of them sees the fuck out of you.
Okay. Alright.
One of them is kind of like sitting here, like ransacking through goods, so he doesn't really see you. All the rest of them.
Nice.
Shout out in a language none of you understand. See, obviously, though, it sounds pretty hostile.
Oh, no.
Right, I think goblins, even when they're friendly, sound hostile.
Oh, no.
Goblins are never the nicest people.
I'm also especially not even paying attention because I'm looking at fire.
No,
so I don't know what's going on.
Okay, dude. So, you guys are both groups are aware of each other's presence. Oh, okay, well, that's another thing to get used to. He doesn't know that the goblins are there because none of you have actually told them they're there
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I'm just looking at fire, dude.
Okay.
You don't necessarily... Your characters do not know the things that you as players know, necessarily.
Okay.
Like, if your character's unconscious at any point and something happens, you're not going to know it until somebody tells you.
But he can tell him at any moment, right?
Yeah, I mean, anyone...
Talking's a free action, so...
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, tell everybody what's going on, man.
Okay.
This is your one and only warning.
I count 5.
Alright.
5 what?
5 goblins.
Oh, okay.
This goblin, like, here kind of jabs the other goblin. He, like, pokes his head around, looks shocked at Ruben Charlie, then maintains a fierce grin.
Oh, right. No.
Now then, everyone is made aware of each other's presence, so let's roll for initiative.
To see who does what first. Oh, gosh.
Woo! 20, sir.
Nice.
12. 15.
9. Or 10. I had a terrible roll.
Who was 20?
I was 20.
Okay. All right. And what were the others?
15
for me.
And 10. That stinks.
So you go last.
I know. That's going to ruin a whole round for us. It's all good. It's all good. Even with my improved init.
Their initiative,
yeah. Even with my improved init.
Oh, really? Even with that?
Yeah.
you're faster than this guy.
All right, everybody prepare what they're going to do here.
This game already.
Me too. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, wow.
This is funny. Oh, shit. One of them got a 20.
Oh. Me and the 20.
Hey, don't look at my paper.
Yeah, don't cheat.
Yeah.
No cheating.
No cheating.
I better get this.
No lazy eyes.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing
screen lookers.
Screen lookers.
What? All right. This goblin is going to get the first action.
Which one?
This one. Goblin. Center.
Okay.
Center goblin.
And he is going to run forward. 5, 10.
Move 5 feet at a time, 5 feet per square.
Oh, yeah, each one of these individual squares is 5 feet.
Okay.
So most of you guys move 30 feet.
Yeah.
So.
Some a little faster than others.
I think we're all...
Goblin is right here. You guys saw in the perception check, he's carrying a spear.
Okay. All right.
All right. Oh, and while I'm at it, the goblin who is running through the square, he has a short sword. This goblin has a club. This goblin has a crossbow. This goblin has a knife.
I hate that crossbow guy.
Yeah,
already hate that crossbow guy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Before you can do anything else, though, yours was a 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're next.
So me and my badger have moves.
Yeah, which reiterate to the newer guys the same action course.
Yeah. You and your goblin essentially, unless you tell your goblin to delay its turn, your badger delays its turn or something, you guys have effectively turns on top of each other.
Okay.
You guys move at the same time.
You guys move separately. Okay. You don't have to like be joined at the hip or anything, but you can direct your goblin. You can direct your badger to like run and do stuff, but essentially it's going to take its turn.
Yeah.
Unless you tell it not to.
Okay.
So yeah, you're up.
What would you like to do? You can move. You can move twice, or you can attack.
Keep in mind, as a spellcaster, casting a spell is a standard action 9 times out of 10. If you do that while you're standing next to someone, though, they'll try to punch you.
Yeah, that's an attack.
Unless you cast defensively, which is a special thing,
yeah.
Which is kind of hard to do, so I wouldn't recommend it at this level.
Yeah.
Do you want to cast something?
Malaria.
You don't have any first level spells down. Shouldn't you have at least one first level spell?
You can cast
summon.
Two, I think. You automatically have one just by virtue of
yeah.
Okay. And you have another one because you have a pretty decent score.
So yeah, you should have more spells on your sheet than that.
Than that?
Yeah, because you've only had your zero level spells on here.
Yeah, I'll see you. Let's look at the roll list.
Yeah, let's see real quick. Let's take a look real quick.
And I want to cast, and I want my badger to run over.
Something right now?
Yes.
I need a name for badger's name, by the way.
My name is Styles.
Styles the badger. Okay. Nice.
Now we'll do. I like Dontarius more, but, you know.
First level druid.
Like
no,
first
level.
I know.
Right, I remember that now, Styles.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, definitely.
And entangle is pretty good because that's plants show up and then screw them up.
Yeah.
The berry's okay.
Entangle wouldn't be a bad
magic
thing.
Magic Fang is good
because
it gives your animal like
entangle
a perk.
Wouldn't be bad for touching.
Entangle would be pretty solid right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah, and you want entangle, dude.
Okay. I really
entangle,
need to stop.
Entangle.
Yeah, well, I would like I was just more stating that.
Right. Write them down. There. First level spells. All right, go ahead.
All right, so what you doing, Christian?
You going to cast a spell?
Yeah, I'm going to cast entangle.
I imagine all the dude charging us, but...
You can actually cast Entangle on an area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not going to cover all of this.
No.
Yeah, I would...
How much would it cover?
5 feet per level? 10 feet per level.
10 feet per level? So
I think
you can do a 10-foot burst.
You can do a square.
Essentially, yeah. You can't get all of them, but you can get a group if you tried.
You could... Well, he can't even really see that guy, probably. Or
yeah, but you could do a square and, like, stop this dude from moving, and then we would advance to... Yeah, no, and then if anyone came through here...
I can entangle right here, and then send Styles off.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
all right.
So where are you centering the burst? Sorry, that's a little bit online there.
No, you're fine.
Should it'll be like a round, right?
It'll be like two square.
That's what you're point at a intersection, and it's 10 feet in every direction.
Okay. Let me
see. I would say probably
right there. So it'll get him.
It's actually 40-foot radius, so that's good.
Oh, is it 40 foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, then that changes things a little bit.
Actually, let's see then. 40 foot radius?
That's what it says.
That's amazeballs. Okay.
Yeah, that's really good.
At level 1?
Range is 400 feet plus 40 feet per level. Plants in a 40 foot radius spread. So, if it's a square, I mean, are there plants under it, seedlings underneath? It just depends on how you're going to do that, but... creatures get a save.
You can get all of them?
With a 40-foot radius? Yeah.
Damn!
Boom!
guys are welcome.
Tell me where you're aiming it, though.
Creatures get a save. Yeah. If they save, they move as normal, but those that remain in the area must save again the next turn.
Reflex save, right?
Creatures that move into the area must save immediately. Those that fail in their movement and gain the entangled condition, entangled creatures can attempt to break free.
What's the DC on your first level spell? It's 10 plus 1 plus your wisdom modifier.
Yeah. Mm. And if the DM so wants, he could add thorns to the area. Maybe there was a rose bush.
Things.
You guys are on a cobbled path, so...
Yeah. Well, maybe one of the salesmen here was selling some bushes.
He wasn't.
That's me reaching.
Yeah, that's
perfect player overreach example right there.
I already think it's pretty broken to me. Spell,
oh, yes.
So don't push it.
No, we're good. We're good. Technically, there's no plants to be seen, so you're giving us some perks.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
If you're standing on, like, a barren husk of a land,
yeah,
or like
desert,
like metal,
yeah,
grating or something, then yeah, that'd be pushing it. But this is the whole reason this town was settled in the first place is because it's in a hospitable valley between a bunch of unhospitable mountains.
Nice.
All right, so meet the aim, I guess, this way. I'll catch them.
Where?
All
right,
it'd have to be
probably
right there, so it can radiate you out from there.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Yes.
Perfect. But he could have it not go that far too, right? It's got to go the whole way.
He can move it a space back.
Move it a space back. Yeah, move it back, dude. He's just gonna get everybody with the edge here.
That was me being nice, since this is your first time playing. But from now on, once you say where you're putting it, that's where you're putting it.
And okay. It could be
even
a detriment.
You accidentally caught an ally.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's good. That's the best way to do it, man. There's got to be repercussions, so there's no reason to play.
Okay, but anyway, edge is right here?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it just covers this whole spot.
Awesome.
Yay.
Good job.
Right, now goblins. Oh no, there's vines ripping at their feet.
Nice. Are you moving the badger?
One of them makes, this one makes it.
Alright.
What's the DC?
10 plus 1. Your wisdom.
Plus wisdom. 16. 16 total.
This one's caught.
Nice.
That one's caught.
Nice.
The spear guy's caught.
Alright, spear guy's caught.
That one, this one's caught.
Is it the crossbow guy?
Crossbow guy. And this one's caught.
Nice.
This guy's free to move. The rest of them are now entangled.
Nice. And he was the one stealing stuff.
They can still move, but they move at half speed, and they have negative dex modifiers as long as they're caught.
And I imagine they can take a full round action to try and break free.
Yeah, they can try and break free.
They're like sweet.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so Christian, your badger styles.
Are you moving him?
What do you want to do with him?
See who could move? One more. This guy right here?
That guy over here.
Move.
But you only have a limited distance you can move your badger.
Yeah.
If your badger runs into that area, he's going to get caught.
He's going to get tangled.
He might get caught too.
Let me have Styles stay back.
Good job.
Because I don't want him to run up there, get tangled, and then get killed.
Good job.
Alright. Plus, he's watching you anyway.
Nice.
You don't want animal cruelty.
I'd say, that, end your turn then?
Yeah. I have to be.
Show me where Styles is.
He's right.
Styles.
Right.
Okay, so we have to move?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next up is... Well, hold on, what were your initiatives again?
9.
He was next. Jesse was next.
Well, of us, but that depends on the goblins.
Oh, it does, yeah, that's true.
You wrote it down over here on this one.
Oh, I wrote it here, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Who was the next best?
I had 15.
Okay, so this goblin goes next. This goblin is stuck somewhat, so he can't move very far. He kind of drags himself. He can only move 15 feet, so he tries to get up here to join his buddy.
All right.
Next up is Jesse.
All right, so if I move into that area, I imagine I'll have to do a reflex. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see. First out, I'm actually gonna a move is a swift is taking out a weapon, right? Or that count as a
that's a move action.
The move action. Now I down. So
then that's a move action.
All right. So I'm gonna take out my temple sword.
Right.
And then I'm gonna
you can standard or move again. Now.
Yeah, I'm gonna move. a bit more, let's see, so...
Engage!
Yeah, let's see, so that's, they're each five, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're... Sal's watching.
I'm playing my phone.
He's watching, man. He's being unlucky too much. He feels that you're a liar.
As you move through this space, he takes a stab at you with his spear.
Okay.
Spears have reach.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What's your AC?
My AC is 19.
Stop. He misses.
Yes.
He's just kind of off balance, but nothing. He's sort of off balance from like having his feet captured, and he just like stabs you with his spear, but you definitely move to the side.
But my panther style, when someone does that, I can repause it with attacks of opportunity.
You can't because you're out of range.
Oh, okay.
Because he has a spear.
Yeah, that's right.
That only works if you actually could have taken an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, okay.
But you cannot.
You don't threaten.
Oh, yeah, that's right. As you said, I was moving there.
Okay, he took his attack of opportunity. You're out of that guy's range, so
I technically have to take a reflex for moving into entangled down there.
Yes.
Actually, with my reflex.
Your reflex is a maze ball, so you made it.
Nice. Cool.
Sweet.
That's good. That's part of the plan.
Okay, cool. All right, so next up, I think, was Gomer?
No, Gomer.
B-Man was ahead of me.
Oh, B-Man. Oh, what was your roll?
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, you're up.
Mm-hmm. Go. Come on, Tank. Help us.
Are you this guy?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
So me running it, I won't get tangled up, will I?
You'll have to take a save. Back. But even if you do, you could still...
You're not helpless if you're entangled.
Yeah, you could still get in range to attack if you wanted to.
Hmm. This guy? Who's attacking this guy? Is that you, Jesse? Or
it doesn't matter. You guys could both hit him.
Both attack him.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll be moving here.
Or
would it be better actually, to get him straight on?
Get there when he's flanking.
If he could get here, he could be flanking.
Yeah, I'd go there personally here. Because then we'd be flanking him.
Do I have the roll to run?
No.
No, you can move all your damn old one.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, you can.
The only roll when you're doing something that you could not reasonably be expected to succeed at 100% of the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Like you when would, you move into that zone,
that's
you're
a really good way
to
put that.
Yeah, you would move here. But
reflex save,
this guy wouldn't get his attack of opportunity because he's already taken one unless he has some feat that he may not have. But, yeah, your goal would probably be to get to here or here. Here probably would be better.
Yeah.
That's a good way to describe that, Taylor. I like that.
Nice.
All right. But once you get into the green, though, Taylor's got to stop you.
Yeah, you got to stop there for a second. So.
Here?
Yeah, yeah right on that one. Yep.
And you're going to have to make a reflex save.
Reflex or be entangled. If you are entangled, you're going to take... You're going to not be able to attack as well.
And you're going to be kind of slow.
Yeah, roll that against whatever he's doing.
You need a good roll. 20. You need one of those hero click rolls.
Oh, your modifier is a 0 for this one.
Yeah, so that's my,
pretty much.
It's all the roll. You failed.
Does he still,
so he's kinda...
does he still get to finish his move?
Yes.
So you can still finish here.
Well, no.
Or would he
since
stop
he's now
here?
Entangled, he's already used... Well,
that's
he's already used most of his move to get there, and now that he's entangled, I feel like he's gonna have to stop there.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense actually in the context of the game.
Too. Incidentally, you are not flanking because you can't.
Yeah. Yes,
I can draw a line. You're flanking when I can draw a line between the two of you, and I have to draw it through an enemy.
Okay, yeah, that's why I was trying to get him.
The idea
there.
Is the enemy can't look in both directions at the same time, so you have an advantage.
Okay.
You're still in great position, though.
Yeah, still good.
He's all right. Attack.
All right.
But don't worry. Styles is still over there. Watching him.
You get your basic attack. One attack.
So what I'm rolling is?
You roll a d20.
You roll the d20 to see if you hit.
And then
you roll that for
you. You roll the d8 to see how much damage
you
do.
Okay, this damage.
The d20 is how accurately you attack. The d8 is how hard you attack. Off the table is a reroll automatic.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Not always. Sometimes you look down and it's a
11.
You get a perk to that? Does he get any bonuses on that 11?
Well, he gets a... Normally he'd have a plus 6 from his VAB and his strength, but it's a negative 2, so it's a plus 4.
Okay.
So you got a 15.
That's nice.
I have to recheck what they're calling.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
He's not
next round,
he didn't hit him.
Gonna be,
oh, I didn't. Since you're entangled, you weren't quite able to get it.
All right.
It looks like your attack is true. Is your attack looks like it's got like, good form, but your follow through is messed up by your legs being encumbered by the
bones. Right.
Nice.
So okay. So that you just barely whiff on the goblin side.
All right.
Okay.
Good one though.
Yep.
Damn you and your stupid vines.
What was your initiative again?
Ten. Ten was right.
You're next then.
Yeah.
Nice. Am I in range for Hero's Courage? Am I in range for Bard's Song?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Go ahead.
Summon something through Ben.
Hero's Courage.
You can only do that so many times.
I mean, Inspire Courage. It's plus one to everything.
You all feel invigorated by the Bard's jaunty tune. And it's as though you can strike harder and faster.
Styles is freaking out.
How many rounds of that do I get a day?
Play your damn flute.
That's one of the things I remembered to have available
for me. All right. That's it for the first episode of Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast. Please tune in next week, see if our adventures can get out of this one. As always, comment, like, share our videos, let us know what we can do better, let your friends know about us. Check out everything we do on OutrightGeekery.com. That's our hub for everything geek-related. Also check out Comic City 2, that's TOO.com. They're our host and collaborators. We can't do anything we do without them. Definitely show them some love. And again, tune in next week for Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast, episode 2. Thanks a lot.